Hello, everybody. I hope you're all well. This is a second recorded shiur, second day of the holiday period. This shiur is for Yud Aleph Menachem Av, which is the Tuesday. And that is the 13th, I believe. 13th of... No. It is the 20th. That's it. 20th of July. And we're learning Siman Tov Kuf Pei Vav, and we're learning Siv Gimel, Siv Beis and Siv Gimel. Halach is as follows. Hagoizel Shoifa V'tokaboy Yotzo. Somebody who steals a Shoifa. Somebody steals a Shoifa. And he blows. The halach is Yotzo is Yotze. Afilu Loinisya Shabali Menu, even if the owners, the previous owners, or the real owners of the Shoifa are still hoping to get it back. They don't have yush, so they're still hoping to see the shofar. Nevertheless, so there has been no process of yush. The ganav who stole the shofar, he may have he didn't really acquire it, but a gozel shofar v'toka boy yotza, he's yotza. Now, why is he yotza? We know that when a person says steals lulav or a person steals a matzah, person still tzitzis, then a person is not yotze those mitzvahs with a stolen item. So why is that if a person blows a shofar and blows a stolen shofar, how come that a person, Shulchan Aruch says, his yotze, Mishnah Berurah Cotton Test explains as follows. Hagozel shofar, ve'eino doy mil lulav v'matzah v'tzitzis, akzurim, this doesn't resemble at all the lulav, the matzah, the tzitzis. Why? L'fish mitzvahs a shofar, because, as we discussed previously as well, the mitzvah of shofar is enu lashmi, is only the hearing, the coil, the sound of the shofar. Levad ve'en b'shmias coil din gezel. And with regards to the sound of the shofar, that's not stolen. So in other words, when it comes to the tefillin, when it comes to the matzah, when it comes to lulav, that is the actual item is what's been stolen. And you cannot fulfill the mitzvah with literally a stolen item. However, when it comes to the shofar, the shofar is admittedly necessary and required for the fulfillment of the mitzvah, but it's not the actual mitzvah itself. What the mitzvah is the sound emerging from the shofar. Therefore, you didn't actually steal that. You stole something which enabled you to fulfill the mitzvah, not the actual mitzvah. Therefore, Hagozel shofar, the one who steals the shofar, blew it, is yotze, as opposed to the other mitzvahs. The Mishnah Berurah says the next line, that given the be'ikr ha-mitzvah, tahainu ha-shmiyah ein bo isur gezel. The ikr mitzvah comes from the shmiyah of the shofar, and that doesn't have an isur gezel at all. Mishnah Berurah then discussed an interesting halacha. What about the can you use a shofar without permission, of explicit permission from the owner? So, say you come to shul, you see there's a shofar on the bima, and you want to blow it to fulfill the mitzvah. Can you just grab the shofar, do the tkiyas, and put it back, having used it very, very carefully? Is that okay or not? So that the Mishnah Berurah goes into the rule that we've actually learned in Chelek Aleph as well, which is ruled in Shas, that nichel le'inish le'me'avet mitzvah b'moinoi. So there is a general understanding, a consensus, an assumption that a person wants his items to be used for mitzvahs. If I've got a shofar, therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, I would assume that you're safe to assume I want it to be used for mitzvah. It comes with a general understanding. So if that's the case, you may use somebody else's shofar without explicit permission, because that's what a shofar is here for. So when it comes to a non-mitzvah item, the case is different, because I may want to use it for something personal, I may use it for something. But when it comes to a mitzvah item, it's here for mitzvahs. I want others to have the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah with my items. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, and I'm in end of Siv Kotten Test, Kosu Achonim, to mut little shofar, you're allowed to grab a shofar, shel chaver of your friend, below you the osir, without the explicit knowledge and permission, v'litkoya boy, and to blow a shofar with him. Because nichale, it is convenient, it's right, it's good, it's fine for people. Le me'avet mitzvah, to perform a mitzvah with his financial possessions. Had I asked him, certainly would have been okay with it. For a shalit koyaboy, and you're allowed to blow with it, not only the obligatory tkiyas, but furthermore, even more than that, litkoy boy kol me'akolos, which is not really the halacha, but it's an additional hiddur to blow 100 tkiyas. We're going to speak about that. Had a different shir mitzvah Hashem. Aval pi she'enu medina, that's not really the absolute requirement, but you're not only allowed to do the ikar mitzvah, but even the hidurim, because that's for people, you can assume that he's fine for you to use even for the extra hider. Kivan Shinagu Ken, that's the minik, Bavada, Lo Yimchibaze, he wouldn't have a problem with it. This is what the Mishnah Berurah holds, and that's black and white, and it's clear. There are Achronim who disagree with that, and they say that may have been the case in previous generations. However, nowadays, where the shofar costs a lot more, and people are very careful with their own shofars, and they may or may not agree to the usage of a shofar. So, if you're an expert and you're careful with your shofar and you're macabre about it, you may not want to lend your shofar to a random guy who just grabs it. So you cannot necessarily assume that it's fine to do so. So the Mishnah Berurah is holds that the rule of nichalele inesh does apply. Many contemporary poskim disagree with that. How would you feel if it's your shofar? If you think that nowadays he may not be self understood, then probably you can't grab somebody else's shofar. The discussion is the same discussion nowadays also with regards to talis and tefillin, which they again the Mishnah Berurah takes on. That we say nichle initially mitzvah v'moine, but it's not so posh nowadays. Would you feel comfortable somebody using your talis, or perhaps not? Would you feel comfortable somebody taking your tefillin without permission, or not? That all is our questions to be discussed. But with regards to the shofar nowadays, many poskim don't hold like the Mishnah Berurah. If Gimel Rabbi Yisai took up a shofar shel avodas kochavim. Moving on, what about a shofar which is an avodas kochavim shofar? What is an avodas kochavim shofar? The Mishnah Berurah said, "If Kotan Gimel, which is the first, second wide line, shel avodas kochavim, shel isol kigun she'avad l'shofar." So this was my own personal shofar, but some goyim decided to worship the shofar. Yep, some people decided to worship the shofar. So if it's my or any yid's possession, halacha is as follows: Toka b'shayef shel avodas kochavim shel Yisrael. If it belongs to a yid, lo yotza, you're not yotz anymore. So again, if the shofar belongs to a yid, but he was worshipped for and as an avodah zarah, then one cannot fulfill the mitzvah of tkiyas shofar with this shofar. She'eino b'teilu lames, it's not bottle. This is the worst case scenario of a shofar which belongs to Yid, and it was worshipped, it was idol worshipped. For Ksusim Echta Shiure, since this is an avodah zarah item, it's as if there's no shear. You've got to burn it, you've got to destroy it, it's not bottle, so it's as if there's no shear to it, it's as if it's burnt, it's lacking in shear, it's lacking in its required measurements. However, but if this shofar belongs to a goy, and he was worshipped by Goyim, V'chein, it's similar to B'sham Shavetz Kechavim, it was items which was used for Avodas Kechavim, Shal Avodas Kechavim, so whether it's the actual item of Avodas Zorah, or something which is served, which was part of the process of Avodas Zorah, so Lo Yitka, you're not allowed to blow it. However, Tokabo Yotza, but if it was used by the Avodas Yotza, so this is more lenient, since this item belonged to a Goy, and not to Yid, the halachic status of it is that it's more lenient, because it's not, it's the fact that it belonged to a Yid that made its idol worship aspect worse. This is an item which belongs to a Goy, therefore don't use it. But yeah, if you did it, you're yotze. But that's if you didn't intend to acquire it. You didn't intend to acquire this shofar, but if this was indeed a goyish shofar, but your intention was to acquire it, should become your possession, then again, then it would be considered an avodas kochavim item which belonged to a yid, and therefore, as in the early halacha, this would be an item which is on a more serious level, and therefore one cannot be yotze. V'yesh machmir afilu b'shevitz kochavim hen yotze elo benispatel be'erev yom tov, and here also there are machmirim. So either way, lechatchila cannot be yotze. The machlokes is whether b'dieved one is yotze, one should lechatchila use b'dieved. This machlokes if one is yotze or not. The Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkot Yud Zayin, as well as earlier, that the reason why a shofar which was idol worshipped is a problem is because kivan she'osu b'hanah, it's something which it's an avodah zarah item which becomes osu b'hanah. You don't have to have any benefit from it, and therefore avodah chosam in shiura, since it's osu b'hanah, you can't do anything with it. You can't use it for anything. It becomes like an item which has got no shear, no measurement, and it's possible. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch means as well, by saying that k'tzuse mechta shiura, that it's lacking in shear. Okay, these were the halachas for this evening, and we'll carry on mitshem for the subsequent shear. Will be Seif Dalet.